left two lines, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Apeseach Beis HaTzavo B'Shabos, Chayiv Chatos. Rashi says, Apeseach Beis HaTzavo, Shel Cholok L'Chatchila. He says he had a beged that was without a Beis HaTzavo, without a place to stick his neck through. It's Chayiv Chatos, Tahashte Komash V'Leimone. Now it becomes a keli, now it becomes royal of Visha, the Chai Mishamaki Bepatish, Vahainu Gmar Malocha. This is the Gmar Malocha. So the Gemara asks, Ma Benzu le Magoifis Chobis. What is the difference between this case and a Magoifis Chobis? So, Poshet, a Magoifis Chobis, the barrels, Bisman Chazal, by the top of the barrel there was an opening, and they used to put a stopper there. Is ma bein zu le magoifes chobis. Oma lei robe ze chibo vize einoi chibo. In our case, by a beit hatzavo, it is a chibo, and by magoifes chobis, it is not a chibo. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ma bein zu le magoifes chobis. The sanye bepeirik chobis en ishbero. Maybe Adam chobis umatis esroisha, and he goes and takes off the top of the chobis. This is underneath the magoifes. This is an area underneath of the magoifes, and he's matis the roisha chobis. And he leaves it, that's a sign of hospitality. He makes a real big opening. Take whatever you want, Rabbi Yisai. So one is permitted to do this. Magoifa eino min hachovis atzmoi. The magoifa is not part of the chovis. Va'af al pi shedvuka boy, even though it's attached to the chovis, eino choshev chibu. Shareli not eloimedes, because it's oimed to be taken, so it's considered an entity bifnei atzmoi. Avol habeget shenerag, but if you had a beget that was woven, kuloi chibu, the whole thing is a chibu. In order for us to understand really what Rashi is saying, first let us see Tosfos. Bechim ma bein ze lemagoifes chovis, perish bekunteres, the sanya lekamon bepeirik chovis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, matiza besaye, omeinicha lifnei ha'erchem. So the kasha was, there it says it is mutter, and here it says, apeseyach beis hatzav ochayim. Ve'ein nire l'ri. So the ri does not agree with Rashi that this was the Gemara's kasha. Din kein, if the kasha was, or how is one permitted to be matis the roish hachovis? My mishani ze chibu v'ze eine chibu. Hosam nami chibu. There it's also a chibu. What he takes off, he's not taking off the magoifis. He's taking off the roish hachovis. So the same chibu you have here by a peseach beis hatzavo, it's all one piece, is by opening up the chovis, so that's also what he took off was mechubel to the chovis, and he's making a pesach there. Is my mishani zechibu v'zein echibu? Hosom nami chiburu. The Rab Shimon ben Gamliel shori lahatis afilu gufa chovis im amagoife. Not pshat is that the toz is only in the magoife. If the address of the Gemara's kash is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel is matter to cut off the guf hachovis. Kedemuchach hosa. In the sugya over there is muchach that he is taking off, he's chopping off from the guf hachovis. Where do we see this in the sugya? The boy minei me Rav Sheshes. The Yester Shaila from Rav Sheshes, mahu lemivres chavite bebultye. Is a person permitted to make a hole in a chavit with a spear? Amalohu lepischeka mechaven va'osa. Now he's, that's called, he's making a pesach by sticking into the side of the chavit a spear, so he's making a Pesach, and it's also. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, Meho, the Shori, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lahatis, Roisha, Besai. What is the chiluk if one makes a hole in the side, if one chops off the top? Mishani, Hosom, Vada, Ilayin, Yofikom, Mechav. Avalhoche, Ilayin, Yofikom, Mechav, Liftachay, Miftach. So the Gemara says there is really a mekalkel because he chopped off the top of the chovitz, and the reason he's doing it, he wants to show his hospitality. But here he wants to make taka pesach. He should have opened it up, not make a hole to the side. So this is a nasiyas pesach. Now, if the Gemara was medame, making a hole in the side of the chovitz to hatozas reisha chovitz, so it seems it's the same case. V'hoda osa lemivres chavite, haynu begufa chovitz. There the shaila is, he's making a hole in the gufa chovitz. The chavita chovitz gufa mashma. That was the shaila over there. Mau lemivres chavita. Bebultiya, is he permitted to make a hole in the chovitz? So there the hole is in the gufa chovitz. So memele, and the Gemara said it is also, so the Gemara says, what is the difference between this hole and when he chops off the top of the chovitz? So it would seem both are speaking about the same case. If the case of Matiz and Besayev is speaking about that he's doing something with the magoifis, so it's not similar to what Rav Sheish is asking. So Kaponim Vaistoy, there is also doing a pu'ul and the gufa chovitz. So if you're doing a pu'ul and the gufa chovitz, the same chibul you have on the side, you have on the top. So what is the Gemara's teretz over here? The Gemara differentiates between a peseach beis hatzavo and by a chovitz. They're both of them as a chibul. You are taking off a chelik of the chovitz in order to open it up. Both of them are a chibur. V'oi, the magoi feshori, v'oi, the magoi feshori, this nam b'mas nisen, ein loik v'magoi feshol chovitz, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim matire. So memela, a magoi feshichem muta. Taisis is just proving that this case of Avtoze is not speaking about in the Magoife, because the Magoife is Mutter, Divrei Chachamim Matirin. What is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Moise? Mashme de Shori Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Achilu Beguf Achovis. The Lion Yofikom Achavim. V'hochi Havalei Lishnuyei Bishmaiten Hochel Lepischem Achavim Osan Lion Yofim Achavim. The Teretz, as the Gemara said there, the Gemara made a difference between Asiyas HaPesach and Ayin Yofa. Here, Pshat, it's a Mekalkel, and he's doing it L'Shem Ayin Yofa. So that is the Chilik. But the Gemara says, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, Gor Anander Chilik. So here is a Chibur, and here is no Chibur. But the Chtoisim is, if the Hatoza was done in the Guf HaChovis, so what is the Gemara saying that there's no Chibur? That Taisvis Kasha is a Meiridike Kasha and Rashi. So the Ritve in Mesechtes Makis says a Teretz and Rashi. And he says as follows, that the Gemara, Taka Rashi learns exactly like Taisvis, that when he's matiz, that what it says, that he's matiz, it means he cuts off the Roish HaChovis. So what does the Gemara mean? Here there is no chibur, here there is a chibur. So the Gemara is telling us as follows, that since the magoifes is not mechuber to the chovitz, so this chovitz has a pesach already. So memele, even though it's fashtok now, but that doesn't mean anything. Since the magoifes is not a chibur to the chovitz, so the chovitz has a pesach already. So by making a larger opening, it's not considered I made a pesach to the chovitz, because the chovitz was open already. Let us take away the Magoi for a minute. So there's a Pesach already there. So I'll go in and enlarge it. That's called, I made a Pesach. The Pesach is here already. So that is what the Gemara is saying. I made the Kibshat and the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, since the Magoifis is not a chibul to the Chavis, so the Chavis already has a Pesach before he did anything. Even though it's shmiled already with some tit, it's Shutayach betit ba'alma kipsucha chashuva, the Ritva says. It's an open Chavis. With a Vashtop the Magoifis, an open Chavis already. So therefore, he is not making a Pesach. It's Pasuach Mohimet. Mashenkin over here, since it is woven together, the Beged is woven together, so it is a Beged without a Beis HaTzavo. He's making the Beis HaTzavo. No, he's making the Beis HaTzavo. That is Makeh V'Patish. That's the Gmav of the Beged. That how the Ritva and Makeh answers as Pshat and Rashi. Now let us see Taisus Pshat. Upeirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns a different Pshat in Agama. V'chima bein ze l'nikivas magoifes chobis. The Gemara is not asking a kasha from the Din of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara is asking a kasha from the Chachomim. The Chachomim hold that one is permitted to make a hole in the Magoifis. One is permitted to make a hole in the Magoifis. So the Gemara asked, Prima bein zel nikivas Magoifis chovitz, desnan beperik chovitz, ein noikve Magoifis chovitz, divrei Rab Yehuda, v'chachomim matire, v'chachomim amata. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, Hosom chibur v'hocha einei chobio. Chibur. Is Bemisin, the Rabbeinu Tam over here is, it's a little unclear exactly what the dimyon was to Peseach Beis HaTzavo. But the Ritve here and in Masechtas Makis explains the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam a little better. The Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat Lahaloche, that what Rav Yehuda Amarab was Mechayiv, HaPoiseach Beis HaTzavo B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. So Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat, it is not speaking about the way Rashi says, HaPoiseach Beis HaTzavo Shel Choluk Lechatchile. If that's no dimyon at all to a Magoifes and a Chobis. No, HaPeseach Beis HaTzavo speaking about as follows. The Beged had already been made already. And that the Beis HaTzavo had been opened up. Now, for some reason, it was sewn back together. Like you have sometimes a pocket that is, the pocket is made, but it is sewn together with stitches. So here we had a Beis HaTzavo, which had been opened up, and it was sewn together, and now if a person will take a scissors and cut those threads, he's chayev. So you have here a Pesach that was nistam through tfirah, and opening it up, you're called a Peseach Beis HaTzavo. Like the Gemara Moira the Kikasha, say Bezoi, let us say the same thing. You had a Pesach of a Chovitz, you stopped it with a magoifis, and now you go and you make a psiche in this magoifis. So this should be similar. You had both cases, you had a pesach, but you had now a stimus a pesach. Here you had a stimus a pesach al yedei tvira, and here you had a stimus a pesach al yedei the magoifis. And now you're reopening it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara has a Meire de Kedimian. What is the difference between the Kriyas HaTzviris to the Nekivis HaMagoifis? That is the Gemara's kasha. And what is the Gemara answering? So the Gemara's answering, Hoche Chibo v'Hoche Eine Chibo. That what? Tzviris is a Mechaber. Just like it's a Mechaber Lagabi Kloyim. Tzviris, or Shtei Tzviris is a Mechaber. So even though you have a Pesach Beis HaTzavo, but the tefira is a stima, and now you are oikel the chibul. So you might have called up a seich beis hatzavo. Masha'enkin over here, the magoifis is not a chibul. So if it's not a chibur, so you still have your Pesach here to begin with. You still have your Pesach, you're not doing anything. That is how the Ritva explains Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. In time, so the Rabbeinu Tam asks Akash. Hosom lekuli alme loy mechayiv chatos. So he says, over there, by Magoifis, I feel according to Rav Yehuda, that holds it also, but Yizichan at chayiv min ha-toyre. Kedomar hosom bigmore dvar toyre kol Pesach sheinei osi lahachnis alohitzi einei Pesach. Atnai of a Pesach is that it should be lahachnis alohitzi. So Mamele, so there, we're starting off with the Rabbon. Avolhos, Avolhocha, so it's a Pesach Gelu over there. Avolhocha, Pesach, Beisat Tzava, Osi hu lahachnis alohitzi. Is machnis roishi, moitzi roishi, so al koponim, so here it is a Teiris Pesach. Vimkein, my kashele. So the two different types of psochim. How can you be medama one Pesach to the other Pesach? And even though we're speaking about there once was a Beis HaTzava there, but since because of the Tfilis it became Ois Beis HaTzava, so you chayv again. Kim in the Machayv is Chatas Bevisar Beis HaTzavah Mishum Dosi Lachnis Elohitzi Im Keinami Gabi Magoife Im Osi Lachnis Elohitzi Hoya Chayiv Chatas. It also be Chayiv Chatas Il Kachashte Nami She'enei Osi El Elohitzi Elesa Mida Rabona. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara was Medame. The way the Ritva says the Dimyon is Meredik, you had a Pesach that was Nistam in both cases. So here, it's also lachnis lahoitzi. So you chayev. There, it's only also lahoitzi. So it's al kaponim should be also mid rabbonim. Why is it mutter? Shani ze chibo v'zein ei chibo. Shamagoyfe eino min achovis. The magoyfe is not part of the chovis. Mavilim hoya osu inekev shibi magoyif lahachnis alohitzi lo yechayim chatos. So filu such a nekev would not be mechayim chatos. So filu such a Pesach. Lakach sholo rabbonon. If it's such a Pesach. If it's a Pesach that's only osu lohitzi. So it is not even mechayim apilu mit a rabbon. Zachte gemore weiter. Romi lei Rabbi Yirmiye l'Rabbi Zeyr. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, Nuktzin, Shlal Shel Kaifsim. You have the Kaifsim, the launderers, they used to go, what is Hirash? Shlal Shel Kaifsim, Talkom Lishlel Habgodim Zeim Zeh. They used to sew together, be Mechaba together, the Begodim, Tanim in Gedoilim, Kedei Shalai. That they shouldn't get lost. So they used to sew together all the begodim of each balabos, that they shouldn't get mixed up and shouldn't get lost. So now you have here a few begodim which are machuba. Vishal sheles shel mafteichim. Or you have a key ring that is machaba, a whole bunch of keys. Vahabeget shehutofel kiloi. Or you have a beged, shehutofel bikloyim, that means you have two pieces of material, and they are sewn together, two pieces of bigdei tzemer, and they are sewn together with a chut shel pishtim. Let us see Rashi. U beged shehutofel bikloyim, vehen shtei chatichoy shel beged tzemer, shehutofel bichut shel pishtim. They were sewn together. The vadai Soifai likoreya lipori zemize shumisar kloy v'chein shlal shel koifsin soifan lipori. So we have here temporary chiburin, shlal shel koifsin Beggar Shutofa Bekloyim, is Chibur Letumim. Shal Shalosh Omavteches. So, there's a Chibur Letumim. That means that if you have five begodim sewn together, five different begodim, it's called man de mechuber. So if a sheret touched one of them, so all of them become tamei. The same thing applies by the key. The same thing applies by these two begodim. Chibur letumim. Ad sheyaschil lahatir. Till he does a pu'ule of he wants to be oikeh the chibur. So even though he only started this pu'ule, and they're still attached, but the haschole is oikeh the shame chibur, and then if one will become tamei, then the others won't become tamei. Let us see Rashi, chibur letumeh, im vim nitmo zeh, nitmo zeh. That is the din of by all these three halachas. Ad sheyaschil lahatir, till he'll do a pu'ule, he'll start opening up the chibur, the maise moitzi biyad maise. Kivin sheyaschil lahatir, goli al yedei maise, the lav chad beged. Not one beged, these godim which have been nischabel to the shlal shel kaifzim have a din that they're different to godim. And then nitmazel and nitmazel. Vereminu, like the Gemara, alme shaloi bishas meloche nam nichibu. The kasha is from shlal shel kaifzim. Shlal shel kaifzim, so it says, kozman, he wasn't maschil lahater the shlal, so it's a chibur letumeh. Now, the whole necessity for this chibur was, you needed it b'shas the kvise. After the kvise, there's no necessity they should still be mechuber anymore. Afal pikein, the Mishnah says that it is a chibur ad sheyaschil lahatir. Alme, shaloi b'shas melochet, even though now there's no necessity anymore that they should be mechuber, but since they became mechuber, they're mechuber already. Till you do a maize to be oikeh the chibur. Alme shaloi b'shas meloche na mechibur. Reminu. So the Gemara is a kasha, makul, the person took a stick. Shaso yad lekoyldom. He made this a handle for an axe. So here it says, chibur letumeh b'shas meloche. B'shas meloche, so then it's a chibur letumeh. Shaloi b'shas meloche, it's not a chibur letumeh. He says, only when it is used, it is a chibur letumeh. He says, in the middle of the process of b'kiyas eitzim, he'll hit a sheret. The sheret will touch the yad, the shemets will touch the kamde, so it's a chibur. Shaloi b'shas meloche, there's no chibur. So what is the difference between these two halachas? B'shas meloche in, shaloi b'shas meloche loy. Amalei, hosom shaloi b'shas meloche odom osi lezerke ben haite. Oche shaloi b'shas meloche nami neichelei. Imitampu hoda machvalo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shaloi b'shas meloche kegoin shlau shal kaifsen. Shaloi utzrach l'shoi l'loi elo mishum shas kibbutz. The whole necessity to be mechaber these begodim was while he was washing them. Bafilu hochi choshev leichibur acha kibbutz. We learned makel shaleitzim b'yalme. This wasn't miyuchet for a handle. It was a makel. Shaso yad lekerdim shalei kavay lesoich. It wasn't kaveyit. He used it as a yad. Chibur b'shas meloch. So b'shas meloch, b'shas he's in the midst of using this, it's a chibur. Ba'af al pi, de ba'am feinam sheb shutik liyeitz, loy mekabli tumeh, even though this makal mitzad atzma is a shutik liyeitz, aber hoche beis yato, aber b'shas it's mechubah to the kardo, so to handle. Nisnabu yoda is lechol teiras kli oya oichol, um drosh oya oichol bepeke oya varay. Salkoponim, so here, b'shas, it is being mishamish as a handle, it has a din of a handle. B'shas, it is not anymore used, so it is ain't a chibur. And by shlal begodim, we don't have this halach, shlal shel kais. So the Gemara answers, by this makal, it's oimed lezoil kai lemakal. Umatzniya hakerdoim levadoim. So memele, so shalai b'shas meloche, the fact that there's no necessity for them to be together. There's no purpose for them to be together. So even though he didn't take it apart yet, but it is not considered a chibur. But over here, if they didn't take it apart, nechalu sheyishlulim, they want that they should be attached. Why? The mitanfi hodam achbalu. If they'll get dirty before they have a chance to take it apart, so mamela you'll be able to wash them again. So that means kozman, they're not in use, there's still a necessity, there's still a purpose that they should be mechuba. So mamela, so then we say the chibul does not end. If he's satisfied with the chibul, he's necha with the chibul, so the chibur does not end till he does the pu'ule to show that he doesn't want the chibur anymore. Masha ain't came, if we know there's no need for the chibur, they're not aimed to be together, so fill they're together, they're considered two separate cables. Chibur ad sheyatzi lahat. So Taisa says, hai chibur, hai nu letumit, v'loi lahazot. Legabi tumeh, the halacha will be that if a sheretz will touch one begit, the other begotten will also become tumeh. V'loi la'azot k'disnan b'mesechet pol. Hasid said that if they all became tumeh, they were mazeh on one of them, memele, all will not become tumeh. It is not a chibur la'azot. V'im tumeh, v'amayloi maisi masnisen de meseches pol. Listen, you saw they bereise. So why didn't he bring the Mishnah meseches pol? V'yishloi mishum like toni bo ad sheyaschel lahadir. Because in the bereise it says that when does it become toher? When he does a pu'ule to be matir the shlal. The giloy that shaloi b'shas melocha is a chibur, we learn from the Baraita. Because the Baraita says, ad sheyaschel lahatir, it is still called mechubur, and that is afilo after the kibbutz. So we see afilo shaloi b'shas melocha, it is called a chibur. Just think about the right. Besure masnu lo lohosh maite mishmeiderat hizde, the coming sugye, which will have, a dimyan to another Mishneh. So besure, this was said over b'shem rav hizde, b'kumpadisa masnu mishmeiderat kahane, b'omgilo mishmeiderat. Man tane ha milse da omar abonon, kol amechubeloi hareyu keloi. Hey, since we hear there a Mishneh, Shlal Shel Koifsin, since they are attached, even though they are in Yisod, separate Kalim, separate Begodim, but that alone that they are attached is a Chibur L'tum. So the Gemara says, Man Tane, who is this Tane? The Kolam Bechubur Le'areyu Kamoyu L'gabi Tum. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Rameyri. That this is, the Tane is Rameyri. Tisnan, we learned our mission in Kalim. Beis HaPach, Ubeis HaTavlin, Ubeis HaNer Shebekir. We have to understand that Bizman HaMishneh, they did not have all the conveniences that we have. And we have a kitchen with drawers and cabinets and a light, and it's made of it. They didn't have all these conveniences. They had a small kira hametoltelet. So in order to make sure that Bishas the Balabosta was making the chones, whatever she was making, so there were small kalim, separate kalim, which were attached betit to the chibur koldahu, that's how the Ritva explained, that was attached to the kira. So memela, you had with your kira, you had Beis HaPach, you had a small compartment attached to the kira where your shemen was. Others say they used it to pour into the chalim. Rashi says the Beis HaPach was to, they wanted to warm up the shemen. So it was next to the kira, so when the walls of the kira got hot, so it warmed up the shemen. Ubeis HaTavlin, and then there was another compartment, another klicheret that was aimed for tavlin. Ubeis HaNer, we don't have a light over the kira, so there was another compartment with HaNer, that she could see what she's doing when it got too dark outside. Metanin b'magin. It's a very interesting thing, that if a sheret will touch one of the two, if a sheretz will touch either the kire, so the Beis HaPach will become tamei, or a sheretz will touch the Beis HaPach, so the kire will become tamei. Mitamim b'magen. That is, if it was touched. Ve'ein mitamim ba'avir. But if a sheretz was in the avir of the kire, or the sheretz was in the avir of the Beis HaPach, so then, one does not become Tomei from the other student. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rav Shimon Metayim. Rav Shimon says these are two Kalim Nefrodim. So it doesn't matter if a Sheretz was in the Avir, if a Sheretz touched it, L'mais it's not Mekabel Tum. So the mother says as follows: Bishloim el Rav Shimon kasov alav kikira dom. And Rav Shimon take lechayre, it does not stem with this halacha of shlal shel kaifsim. Rav Shimon holds if you have separate kalim which are attached one to the other for any purpose whatsoever, that does not make them as one big kalim. They are separate kalim that are attached. So Memele, when one is Mekabel Tumah, the other does not become Tumah. That's what Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is very understandable. Lav Kikira Dom. El Rav Meir. Rav Meir is very difficult to understand. I Kikira Domi. If the Beis HaPach is Halacha of the Kira, Afilu Ba'avir Nami L'Tamu. So if a sheretz was in the Avir of the Beis HaPach, on the Avir of the Kire, it also should be metam. He holds it in Chibur L'Tumah. Ilav ki Kire domi. If it does not have a din of the Kire, Adilu b'maganami loy l'tam. So what is Pshat in Rav Meir? So the Gemara says as follows: La'oilam lav ki Kire domi. Be'etzem te'azicha different kalim. Is lav ki Kire domi. In this whole din tuma al yidei chibul v'rabonanu de gozlebu, the whole thing is only awesome in the rabona. So the Moses in gozlebu, good, fine. So that's the rabon. Obu mi de rabonan, there is a din chibul de tuma. Afilu ba'aver nami letamu, so why is it metame ba'aver? More answers, obdu bu rabonan hekeire, ki heichet zoloi osi lemisref alei tuma v'koshi. Chazal, since this whole thing is a Tumah Darabono, so Chazal wanted to make sure that they won't burn Tumah Kochim that will come in contact with this Kire. So therefore they made these unusual halachas, that one is only Mekabel Tumah from the other only, Al Yedei Tumah Smaga. So people will realize this is only a tumah d'rabbanan, so therefore they won't be said of Allah tumah v'kosh. Let us see Rashi. Lahosh ma'itin d'lekamei man tam d'lo. Kol ha'mechubalot kigoy shlal shel koifsin d'amorin la'el chibo v'nitmo avze sheloi noga b'yatumah. Before we had our loche, that each beggar becomes tamei if the in the shadow touch another beggar. V'ilam dechiburu habitoyer. If it wouldn't be this lumbus that they called all one, it would have been toyer. I forgot the noga b'hai. That what one beggar is touching another beggar is worthless. Then klim mekabel tume elameyova tumezov. A shadow touched one beggar, the second beggar wouldn't become tamei. So the only reason it becomes tamei, because there's a din chibur, they're considered like one big beggar. So the Gemara is asking, who is this tana that holds this musig of chibur l'tumei? So the Gemara says it's rameya. Beis ha'pach, or beis ha'tavlin, or beis ha'ner shebekir. Kire zum mital telesi, this is a portable kire, v'chuborim lo klicheres ktan. They are attached to this kire, a different keli in Gansen, and the klicheres ktan. The magia on the Rosh and Mesechtes Kalim brings down this Rashi and asks, why did Rashi have to say kirezu mitultelasi? Because the halacha is that a tanur nekirayim yuta, that tanur is mekabel tume, so the chiddush ha-teir is, even though it is mechubal lekarke, it is also mekabel tume. This is from the rare inyonim which are mechubal lekarke mekabel tume. But that's the halacha. So why did Rashi have to come and say Kira Zum Mitultelis? So the Magia wants to answer, because Rashi had a kasha, Eina Chanami, there's a Chiddush HaKro, that I'm a Chubo V'Ketano V'Kiraim HaMekabal Tumeh, but that's only a Din in Tano V'Kiraim. Another Kli Cheres is not Mekabal Tumeh. So the Shaila is, so why are these other Kelim, this Beis HaPach, and the Beis HaPach, the Beis HaTavlon, Beis HaNer, why are they Mekabal Tumeh? So therefore Rashi says that it's a kira mitulteles. I mean, it would seem if the kira would be mechuberes, so they also would have a din of mechuber lekarke, or if they would be mechuber, so then the zikha wouldn't be tume in these kalim. So therefore, to avoid problems, Rashi says that the kira is mitulteles, and they're mitulteles, so memele, then it's efshe for them to be mekabel tume. Metamin b'magim. Im Nofla tume ba'aviron. If a tume, no, beis apashem eshibin b'soichon shemen lahavshem. Put in shemen to warm it up. Metamim b'magir, im nofla tume ba'aviron, the tume fell in the avir of these kalim, oi la'avir hakira, v'noga hatume l'shulei hakira, and the tume touched the shulayim of the kira, the floor of the kira. Nitmu gamelu. So then these kalim will become tamei. Oinoge tume l'shulayim shalaylu, nitmei sakire. And the kira will become tamei. Ve'ein mitamim betume sakire, kloima betume sa'avir. But these kalim will not become tamei if the kira is mekabel tume me'avir. No fal sheretz ba'avir akire, v'loi no gahatum b'doif ne'on, it did not touch the doifin, hit me'yo. Mrs. Rashi said, v'loi no gah b'doif no, because here Rashi had a kasha, how does a sheretz fall in the dangling in the ava of the klicheres? So here Rashi means to say that the kira did not have a floor. You had a kira and you put it on the karka. So there Rashi says, v'loi noga b'doif ne'el. If it had a floor, it's called magid. If it didn't have a floor, so if it would have touched the walls, it's also tumas magid. If it didn't touch the walls, like no gasum abadayf nail, it's meyer. Licheres metame ba'avir. V'hein toirem she'einan chibola ela le'inyin maga k'de meforesh taima le'kamer. It's only a chibol in your maga. V'rab shimim metame b'maga et mi sh'lay noga b'yatume. V'chol kach ad kli ba'amfei nafshi. So that is the machlokes. Rab shimim ramea. You have two separate kalim which are attached for a purpose. Is one mekabel tumah to that the other was mekabel tumah? Alma l'Rav Meir chibul upligi yoleh. The Gemara says the Tana of Shlal koivsim is Rav Meir. The Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, is not consistent. Afilo ba'amel itame mach maskire nitme iskire me'avira b'loy negiye. So the Gemara says as follows. First of all, you have to know this holding chibul and tumah is the gozru budala v'chibul mid rabbanon. This whole halach is only a gzeira de rabbanon. Therefore, avud v'rabbanon akeira, the loyavdu lo kikira mamish. Litame bi'avach, you have the same halach as of the kirin. Kime metame ba'avir akira, ki eiche de leidu, that the oilam should know shechibul mid rabbanon. Holden chibur is only at the rabbanon that the chibur leisroif al tumason trume v'kosh. You won't burn trume v'kosh. Amar Rav Yehuda, let us see this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir. That the Tana of Shlal shel koivsim is Ramei. Ahi de Shlal shel koivsim koiv. V'chein perish v'kuntis. Ahi de Matul. Shema afilu Rav Shimon Moide. Even shetzorich hakaldom lemato have chibul. There this mamish a different longness in ganz. Bishas melachtoi. So there, since the whole shimush of the kaldom is not al yedei amato. So that's here called a chibul. That was the whole kailish shtoltzach avek. To the putting the makel in the gamzin, so that chibul Rav Shimon is also moide that it has a teiras chibul. What we're speaking about is two separate kalim, which for a purpose were attached. That is a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Avdu rabbanan hakeir. So memela. So now we know that this whole tumah of chibul is only a tumah de rabbon. And therefore it's necessary to make a heker. V'gavi shlal shel koivsim, ikanami akeila. What is the heker of shlal shel koivsim? Ma she'ine chibul la'azot. The place is brought down before. That is not a chibul la'azot. That means that if you are mazer on one beged, the other beged will not become toil. So that alone is a hechoche that is not a derayt of the kechibul. Because via the rice of the kechibul, so a male of Yamaza on one chalik of a beggar, the whole beggar becomes soil. So from this we see it's not a rice of the kechibul. Vahochi gabi kire, so why didn't they make the same hekel of gabi kire? Why did they have to make that the hekel should be? That it's mekabel to mismag and not to mishaver. Let the hekel be that is not a chibul of gabi yazo. The Taisa says, "V'hochi gabi kira le'shaych hachakeira." The less be'ezo, a klicheres bechlal does not have a tare of mechatos. The whole tare of a klicheres is only shvire. So memele, so you couldn't make this heker by a kira. So therefore, then they had to make the heker in the oifen atum. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana rabbon. Mas peires shall perakim veizmal shall rehitne. Mas peires shall perakim is a type of a shears or scissors that it's put together the perakim, the chalokim, and they're put together. And you make this now when the parts are put together, you have a shears or a scissors. Veizmal shall rehitne. This is a plane that is also made by putting together a blade with a The other chelik of the plane is it's a wooden keli. You stick the blade into the keli and you have a plane. Is chibur l'tumah. Ve'ein chibur l'hazor. So the Gemara says that this is a chibur l'gabi tumah. That means if a sheretz will touch one chelik of the peirik of the maspeiris, the whole thing will become tumah. But l'gabi hazor, if one will be mazan one chelik, ein chibur l'hazor. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara did not understand this. Manavshah. Well, how do you split the hair? Ichibahu, if this is considered one, afilu lazor nami. Ilav chibahu, afilu letume nami. How could you go and split the hair? So nami loy. Omarobes, the Rabbi said as follows. Devar toire, mishas meloche, chibahu, bein letume, bein lazor. Bishas meloche, this is taka de reise de kechiba. Shaloi bishas meloche, ein eichiba, loi letume, veloi lazo. But since shaloi bishas meloche, it is oime to be taken apart, so me mele, it is not a chiba, loi le meloche, loi letume, veloi lazo. Gozu rabbonon, al tume shaloi bishas meloche, mishim tume shabishas meloche. Al hazor shebishas melochem ishim hazor shaloi bishas melochem. Hey, since by bishas melochem it's zicher achibu, so therefore they were goyzer that if lo shaloi bishas melochem also has a din chibu. And since shaloi bishas melochem hazor on one chaylik will not be metair on other chaylik, so if lo bishas, izmo shal rehitni, plane. Shememachkim bo, one smooth zad is a trisim, the neisnin ha barzel, the seich, the fush, shall eitz amesukiloi, so the blade is put into the scaly, this cleat, la'acham balachtoi, neitlei hemeno. He says, you stick it there, bishas meloche, and after meloche, it is taken out. Chibu letume, nit moze, tomeze, ein chibu lahazo, v'tzorich lahazo is al shnei. So the Gemara says, v'gozo al tume shaloi bishas meloche, sheyei chibu. Al hazo she bishas meloche, shaloi yei chibu. Hilka chibu de tume lo oilam, v'ein chibu lahazo klal. He says that we have the chumres, both are a chumre. Let us see Taisu. Ichibahu afilullah hazonami. It's the Gemara all of a sudden did not understand how could you differentiate between Tume and Hazon. Koshalari, the Bishlau shall kaifsim nami tikshalon hochi. The same kasha we have before by Shlau shall kaifsim. And all, if I can't, the Mishnah in Pora says it's a chibur l'tumah, it's not a chibur l'azor. So also it's the same kash. Chibur hu, afilu l'azor nami. Ilav chibur hu, l'tumah nami loy. Why didn't the Gemara ask this kash before? We understood this very well. V'rov nami d'koma. Dvar toire b'shas meloche chibur bein l'tumah bein l'azor. Amai loy koma. The bain bishas meloche, bain shaloi bishas meloche, gozu bo rabbonon tume, kehi de shalo shal kaifse. He says, l'chayre, how do we understand shlal shal kaifse? And the Gemara officially never asked the kasha. Why is it l'gabi hazor, ein echibur, and l'gabi tume de sachibur? But Taisva said, fakert, with understanding the halacha of beis hapach and the kire, so we understand the halacha very well. The whole thing is achibah darabonam. Memele, in order like yisayfrim ourself and all of truma v'kotchim, so they made a difference between tumah and hazoy, that people should know it's achibah darabon. So why didn't the Gemara say the same teretz by the maspoyre shal prokim v'izmo shal rehiti? So the whole thing is it's achibah darabonam. And memele, so they made this hacket. The tiritzri, the shlal shel koifsim, vade lehavachibah elamid rabbon. That's klot, but it's zicha only achiba midrabon. Afilu b'shas melochet. Afilu when the koivis is washing all the begodim together, and there's a necessity that the begodim should be attached. So she'einam tzrichim zelozet. That means that the koivis prefers that they should be attached. Aber in yisod, each beged is a beged b'fnei atzma. So memele, so that zicher, the chibul cannot make it midaraisa one big beged. They are different begodim. You have 10 pairs of pants there, so they're different begodim. Ulahachi midamela, lebeis hapach, ulebeis hatavlin. Shekol echot hu tashmish b'fnei atzma. This is a kirin, this is a beis hapach. Now they're attached. So therefore, the Gemara understood, Allahochi eine chibol azot, even midaraisa eine chibol. So the Gemara understood this very well. That, it's not a daraisa de kechibol. So it's a chibol lechumre and not lekula. So it's nothing difficult to understand. Aber mit das Peire shel Prokim Shitalei the Bishas Melach Ava Chibur Dvar Teire. That the Gemara understood Misvore. That at das Peire shel Prokim the Bishas Melach it's a deraisa de Kechibur. Ki vin she misham shin shneim tash mishech od etzrichen zelo ze Bishas Melach. That in order that the shears should work, they have to be together. Hakel. The whole shimush is only through that they're together. Ma she'en kem b'shlal shel koiv sim she'en tashmish beged zet zorich lo zet klal. So memele, so the Gemara understood misvore that it's a chibur min ha-teire shemisham shen shneim tashmish echot utzrichim zer lo zet b'shas malach. So the Gemara understood me not Torah, they have to be, it's one keli. V'hod eporich. So my mail is like this. Shlal shel koifsim, just looking at the halacha and understanding the halacha, we see that these are different begodim, there's 10 different pairs of pants. So v'ashteitzach that min ha-Torah, that one pair will not become tomei if a sheriff touched the second pair. So memele, so then the whole thing is that the rabbanon dikazar, so it's lachuma, not lekula. That's pasha. But here the Gemara understood misvore, and it's a deraisa dikechibo. So if it's a deraisa dikechibo, so the Gemara asked, because shamshim shneim tash mishechot, atzlichem lo zel ozeh bishas malachos, it's a deraisa dikechibo. So the Gemara here did not understand. So why isn't it a chibul ha-hazor? If it's one keli, so by hazor the halacha is, if you are maza on a chelik of the keli, the whole keli becomes tough. So in Lomdis Teisvis Fa'enfeld, by Shlal Shel Kaisim, the Gemara did not have any difficulties in understanding the halacha. And here by Maspeiris, the Gemara did have difficulties understanding the halacha. Now the whole problem is the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara asks her amimon if she's the kintash. He lav chibuhu afilu letu minam iloi. It seems the Gemara had a tzah that it's not a chibur. Now if it's not a chibur, so then that the stag doch nish. If it's not a chibur, so maybe it's a fakel. Then we can understand this like Shlal Shel Kaisim, the Takanarachiva, Mida Rabbona, they were Geiza. Islam Dafke. So Taisa says, Fakel, that's not, that the Gemara does not mean to say it in this way. Okay? The Gemara, the whole Kash is because the Gemara knew it was a Chiva. This is what the Gemara says, you love Chiva, this is a slip of the tongue, but that is not shot in the Gemara's Kash. He says, the whole kasha is, since the Gemara realized misvore, it is a chibur, so why isn't it a chibur lahazor? That is pshat the Gemara's kasha. The kashba mefore, the gabi shlal shel koifsim, the kashba wants to enter the loshna Gemara. which according to the Ri is not to medui. The Rashi meforish the gabi shlal shal koyfs in osalei shape afal gavdei nei chibul azo mishum dleha bechibul mishum dleha bechibul min atoire gozru rabonon shechibul letumet ki min shekol beget tome bifnei atzme min atoire. Es des bei Schlau shall kaufen. Es de Gemorge understood that it's not a der Reis der dicke Chibo. So therefore, not a Chibo lahazo. Why were they geyser? Why le gabay tumit? Did they say it does have a din Chibo? Because since, without the din Chibo, the beggar that's negeya to the tumit becomes tamei. So me mele. So they said that everything becomes tumah. So the din chibul tumah is understood that since minatayre each beged is mekabel tumah, so the din chibul will be that all the begotten will be mekabel tumah. Avlekabi maspayre sporishap. Ilav chibul hu midereis. Not like the Ri said. The Gemara knew that it is a chibul. Hash meshechet. No, let's not go into that. He love chibu hu midereis. So if it's not a chibu midereis, so im kein amai gozul chachomim to miklal. So if it's not a chibu, why would it miklal gozul to me? Why? The kol peirik bichnei atzmai toir midereis. The Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, it's not the Messiah is Kailam a Perik Yud Gimel. Maspoiris and Nechlekol Ishnayim. The Maspoiris was separated. Tab Yehude Mitamei. Let's not talk about Rabbi Yehude. We're going according to the Chachomim. The Chachomim Mitarem. So Memele. So the Kasha is as follows. Shlal shall be Godim. This Nim Chibul, the Tumah Midarabon, we can't understand. Because Asulu, without the din chibul, there is a kabbalah tumah on each baggit bazunda. So the din chibul tumah will be that since be'etzem, without the din chibul, al kaponim the baggit that touched the sheretz became tumah. So the rabbanan gave a din chibul that all of them become tumah. That's good. That we can understand. But over here, if you'll say that ain't a chibul, if you'll say that when you take the parts and put it together, it does not become one keli. So then the kash is, so why bechlau were you guys a tumah? Separated, it's not mekabel tumah. And if by being put together, it still doesn't become a keli, so they're still separated, more or less. So why bechlau were they guys a tumah? That shot the Gemara's kasha. That's why here the Gemara could not, does it become a chibul when it's put together, or doesn't it become a chibul? If it becomes a chibul, no, so it's a one keili. So the Gabi Hazor also should be nita by Hazor on one keili. If it doesn't become a chibul, so it's considered like they're still separated. So if they're still separated, so why is the Bechlau mekabel tumah? That is Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Hashem came Bechlau shalkaivsim, the Gemara understood the difference. Because there mekabel tumah, zichem mekabel tumah, so the din chibur is that all of them are mekabel tumah. Av agavdi kalameim edahosim mayrik she'eni shal prokim. Now like this belongs to parentheses. Maybe really I don't have a chachamim over there. Could be they're speaking about that it's not parts, it's broke. But Tosis doesn't want to say that. Lefiza hoda omar says in the reish of the Mishnah shochil vazuk shom isparayim ava pishenech lukot meyim osu kirab yudah v'doichim. Okay. Aber kaponim, so what is Tosis saying? What is the Rajba saying? The Rajba is saying that pshat the Gemara's kasha was mimonavshah. Whatever you'll tell me, I'll buy. If you'll tell me that it becomes a chibur, I'll buy it. But a bezoil gabi hazor should be a chibur. If you tell me it doesn't become a chibur, I also can understand. But if it doesn't become a chibur, so why is it so thin? When they're in the separated state, it is not mekabel tumah, so whoever, when you put it together, if it's not a chiddush, also should be mekabel tumah. What does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, no. That's makar. It does become a chiddush. So memeile, so b'shas malachet, tumah min ha-teira. And you're right, it should be mekabel hazom min ha-teira. What's pshat? So what does the Gemara mean? The hazor on one chalik will not be metail the other chalik. So there were guys that have to be shas meloche, that also the hazor on one chalik will not be metail the other chalik. But Taisus Avogav the Shaloi Bishas Malachi Toy Gamahu. Shaloi Bishas Malachi, we're going according to the Chachamim. So it's Nachlika. So it's like it's Toy Legamri. Let's say you'll make a Toy Shaloi Bishas Malachi, because there the Hazor on one does not help on the other. If you took it apart, it's Samazoi Toy. Vein Toy Hazor Klaal. So you wouldn't need hazor of shaloi b'shas malacha to be metayre, and that hazor of shaloi b'shas malacha cannot be metayre. V'chmil chachamim b'tumi yishane shaloi toile hazor shaloi b'shas malacha. Even shene chibur dvar toire. This is how the Rashbam and Shach the Gemara. Dvar Teire Bishas Meloche Chibur. Taima, Taktais Vizmaishno Mimuchni, the Omar Bizman Shehi Nishmetes, the Einai Chibur, the Tzorich Lachalik. Taktais Vizmaishno Mimuchni, the Omar Bizman Shehi Nishmetes, the Einai Chibur, the Tzorich Lachalik. That the Mukhani was, let's say, the wheel or the base, that's nishmat from the Sheda, so it ain't a chibur, but a chibur the tume. Here, this maspeirish of Prokim is also nishmetes, it also can be taken apart. And here the Gemara says, the Var Teire, Vishas Meloch a chibur. So Taisus blibes by a tainer. The Svas Emes wants to say, could be, the difference is as follows. The Misparayim, even though you can take it apart, the Misparayim is a Tashmish Echod, a Kli Echod. So Memele, even though you can take it apart, but if it shasits together, it's a din of one keli. Masha Ein Kain. The Mulchani and the Sheda have two purposes. The Sheda is a mokem li yeshivas Adam. You put the achafetzim in it. The Mulchani is the chalik that, if it's the wheels, so it's the chalik that's meilich the Sheda. So there's two different tashmishim. It's one the chalik, but it's two different tashmishim. So there the halacha is, if it is, one can take apart the mukhani from the sheda, and in Yisod there are two different tashmishim, so it does not have a din chibur. So it could be that is what Taisvis means to say. Bal hazor shebishas meloche, mishum hazor sheshloi bishas meloche. He said there were geyser on hazor shebishas meloche, mishum hazor sheshloi bishas meloche. Taima, the Gabi Makel Shaso Yad Lekardom, Kama Dava Chibo Letume. Mashme, Avaloi Lahazo. There it would seem it's only a Chibo Letume, not Lahazo. Vamai, Oholoi Shaykh Lemigzer Hosom, Otu Shaloi Bishas Meloche, Ki the Oma Lael. The Odom Osi Lizerke Bein Haitze. That means here, there are matzavim of shaloi b'shas malachim, Later, it's put it back together again. So they'll be going. So maybe shleibish has malach b'masad one chelik, and they'll think the other chelik should become toyer. So that's what they were going. So here, after he takes out the makel, he throws it away already. There's no matzav of shleibish has malach. So why weren't they geizer? So why were they there geizer? Yeshleim at the hosam le have a chibur lahazor. There doesn't go to al zayre. It's not chibur to begin with. Mishim dafil le bishas malach le have a chibur dvar teire. Le choshiv klal beis yad bishum pam. That is not considered a beis yad. Kivin shu osi le zayl kei kosho. Since it's osi le zayl kei kosho. Let us learn to the Mishnah. Bizman shehen lach. Iboyilu. We had in the Mishnah that there are certain things, certain materials that are moisef hevel when they're wet. And they're not wet, they're not moisef hevel. Iboyulu, lachin machmas atzma, does it mean it has to have its own wetness? Oidilme lachin machmas dovarach. Or does it have to be, or even a lachluchis from an outside source also makes it moisef hevel? Let us see Rashi. Rashi is lachin machmas atzma mischamamois tvei mi lachin machmas mashkin shenoifu naleyem isheyavshu. If the lachluchis makes it be mechamin, an atzmistik lachluchis is more mechamin than a lachluchis that comes mi bachutz. Toshma. So the Moses says, loy beteve, loy bezogin, v'loy bemuchin, v'loy ba'asabim, bizman shem lach. So all these things, zogin, teven, asabin, could have atzmi yistik lachluchis. But muchin, begodim, can't have an atzmi yistik lachluchis. So yishloy malach, mesmachmas, machmas dover, acha, Shapir. Eli amdet lachmen machmas atzmon muchin lachin machmas atzmon eichem ashkachas lo. So the Gemara says, yeah, mimarto de bein atzmon. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, hochi garsin muchin lachin machmas atzmon eichem ashkachas lo. Mimarto de bein atzmon mitzemer hanimrat mi bein yachoyseo shel behema shuhu molei zeya. That mokim is always molei zeya vuhu lach meyatzma lachi kori leimarte de lav bar gizehu. Some of the hairs are memare, they fall out or they pulled out. Salkoponim, so this wool or this hair has an inborn wetness in it. Safilo, when you'll make it muchin, it is still wet. Behode toni rabbeishiye, toimnim biksus yevesha, ubepeiris yeveshin, avoloi biksus lacha, voloi bepeiris lachin, ksus lacha, machmasat mechem ashkachas lo. So the Gemara says the same thing, mimarto de beine atme. Taisa says, avoloi biksus lacha, because the next Mishnah says Taimlin Biksusa Bepeiris, and the Mishnah does not differentiate Bein Lachim Bein Yeveshim. And Rav Oishiye says Dafke Ksus Lacho, one cannot be, he makes a chilik between Ksus Lacho and Ksus Yeveshim, and the Mishnah does not differentiate. So Vaistoi said Rav Oishiye is chilik on the next Mishnah.